Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now, eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. And I'm your host, one half of the dynamic duo team of the Youngs, Ambassador Bradley Young. And I welcome all the other ambassadors and citizens of God's kingdom to this evening's broadcast. Amen. And once again, we're very excited because the Lord always has something, amen, that he wants to share with us. Amen. Regarding the kingdom, regarding the urgency of the kingdom, regarding the mandate, regarding our character, our morals, our values, amen. Regarding us believing, whatever faith is believing every word that comes out of our Father's mouth, amen, is true. He said himself, I speak the truth. He said, you will know the truth. He said, if you continue in his word is true. Amen. The Bible says he's not a man, he shall not lie. Amen. The Lord told a lie, it will become truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So he wants us to continue seeking him. Amen. Continue pursuing and going after the kingdom and going after his word and studying his word and his constitution. Amen. This is how we learn how to live the lifestyle. Amen. And for those who he had ordained and equipped to teach and preach, the Holy Spirit was actually the teacher. Amen. But the Holy Spirit has to teach through us. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now, let's begin to acknowledge the greater one that lives in us. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father. For yes, this is another day. This is another day that you have made. Yes. And we all are rejoicing. We're glad, Lord, as we celebrate you today, God. Celebrating you is also a lifestyle. As your citizens, as your sons and daughters, as your king and priests, amen, as your citizens, living a culture, living a lifestyle that you have ordained for us to live, God. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. And we give you glory. We give you honor. For this is the day you have made. We thank you, Father God, for the word today that will be coming through your Holy Spirit. And all going to hear my voice, but the Holy Spirit is the teacher, and we're all the students. Amen. As we teach, the Holy Spirit is teaching through us, and they're giving us room. They're giving us more and more revelation. Amen. See, all we got to do is open our mouth, Father. You say, open your mouth, and you begin to speak through us. And we thank you, Father. I'm thankful for all your citizens, all your ambassadors right now that are listening, Lord. And my prayer for them is a prayer I will always pray, Lord, that they will continue. You just said them so. He said, you continue in my word. You remain in my word. He said, then you are my disciples indeed. We will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Father, we thank you, Lord, that those who are listening will begin to increase in spiritual revelation, and increase in spiritual knowledge, and increase and spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding of the perfect will for their lives, O Lord. Hallelujah. And we honor you today. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Glory. We thank you right now. We praise you in advance. For those who need healing, we speak healing right now. Those who need deliverance, we speak to it right now. Those who need miracles, we speak to it right now. You are a God that's eternal, God. You're not a temporary God. Our situations are only temporary, Lord. We thank you, Father God, and for setting us free from the bondages
of all the strongholds that have us bound up, amen, in the prison of enslavement from Satan himself. And we thank you, Father, for setting us free, delivering us from the kingdom of darkness, and bringing us back into the kingdom of your dear Son. Glory to God. We thank you, and we honor you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm yawning already. Amen, 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 amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. The Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. A broadcast that's on 7 days a week. From every Sunday through Friday is our Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. And every Saturday is our kid. Every Saturday morning, I point it out. Every Saturday morning is our Kids of the Kingdom Broadcast. Amen. It starts at 8 a.m. We thank all of y'all for your support.
Hey.
I'll be on the way. Somebody get to the bar. I start yawning. Amen. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in and for your support as well. Now I'm going to give you the other announcements. Tonight at 11 o'clock p.m., amen, is our beloved brother, Ambassador Anthony Young's broadcast. His broadcast is Kingdom Transformation. We talked about how powerful transformation was yesterday. Amen. Transformation is very important for every believer. Let's go for the status of transformation, though, for you to really grow. Now, our growth growing in God has nothing to do, amen, with a physical movement or how long you've been born again. Amen. Elevation in God has to do with our ability to die. Hallelujah. I'll just read a text. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the number tonight for the Kingdom Transformation is 347-857-1520. That's 347-857-1520. Kingdom Transformation. For Bachelor and for Young. All right. Amen. Don't forget about tomorrow morning. It will be our Breakfast of Champions broadcast. Amen. Rebirth in the Kingdom Nation, our Kingdom Studies and Prayer broadcast. We have two broadcasts that will be on tomorrow morning. Amen. The first one is Dr. Leonard Robinson. Amen. He teaches the 5 a.m. broadcast, and that number is 857-232-0155. That's 857-232-0155. Glory to God. And the conference code is 268-272. There's 268-272. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Last thing is our second session. Tomorrow is Friday. That means we'll be our dynamic duo team of the Blunts. Ambassadors Terrence and Victoria Blunt. Amen. They will be there teaching their broadcast titled Apostolic Kingdom. Apostolic Kingdom. Amen. You get to learn how the apostles treat. Yeah. How they truly ministered the word. Amen. And all the apostles knew the kingdom. Amen. Leon, these two apostles, beloved apostles, my beloved brothers and sisters, my North Carolina homeboy, know the kingdom. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been talking about so much about the word. We start out talking about the word, the importance of the word of God. Amen. And the importance of listening to the words of Jesus. Amen. See, God had only one plan in particular. He had a simple plan. Amen. It wasn't deep. It was his plan for mankind. Amen. His plan was to make us just like him, to advance the whole world, the whole earth, with his lifestyle. That's what his likeness is. His likeness is his lifestyle. Amen. With his character, his morals. Amen. That was his plan. Well, Satan came. And he's still doing it today. His plan is to always cause rebellion, to cause people to rebel against his plan, God's plan. Amen. Today I saw some things, I saw a lot of things that people are posting on Facebook, amen, about the guy, Bruce Jenner now. He calls himself Caitlyn. I think that's what he calls himself, amen. And he saw a post about him being a woman of the year from one of the magazines that and then sometimes I saw something else on there. And then there's all these things that are going on in the world. And he saw Empire. Somebody posted about Empire, about the brother, two guys were performing oil station on national TV. Amen. I'm here to tell you, it's going to get worse. And two, guys, men and women, and sons and daughters begin to embrace truth. And as you see them see the kingdom, the kingdom will confront you. And the kingdom will cause you to change. Amen. Once you embrace the truth, you can't live the life. You can't continue living like the world. You can't continue living like religion. You have to eventually have to begin to die to self. For all things we see that's going on in the world today. You see TV, it got outrageous. The videos, all these things have got outrageous because Satan is the principalities of the air. And what is going on right now is his plan. But until we begin to take a stand as a people, I know we're not going to be able to save everybody, but until we begin to become a one voice ecclesia, a one voice chosen ones, a one voice who he chose, you're going to put that one voice, and that one voice is repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven has arrived. The kingdom of heaven is within us. Jesus said that. Let's turn to Luke chapter 17. Amen. The kingdom is within us. Amen. Kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. When you became born again, you receive, every one of us who were born again, receive the kingdom, which is the Holy Spirit. That's what we lost from the very beginning. That's why you will never be able to understand. You'll never be to fully walk in perfection unless you fully receive and you begin to bite the bait and fully surrender, completely surrender to the Holy Spirit. All right, Luke 17. Let's go to verse 20. It says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. He wasn't talking about them. It wasn't there now. He's talking about himself. How the kingdom of God, he brought the presence of the kingdom here. And when he blew his breath and his followers, like when you became born again, see, it all started from the breath of God, the heart and mind of God. When God breathed his breath into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. Adam didn't let him become a living soul. Adam became a king. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the Ruach and the Pneuma of God that made you a king. See, when he blew his breath in us, he washed us from our sins. His breath washed all the filth and stench of sin from us. And now gave us the ability to live the lifestyle as his citizens, as his sons and daughters. That's why he says, why the Bible says that for those who receive, those who receive, believe, they were given the rights or the power to become the sons of God. Amen. It's not about just getting born again. It's more than just that. We got to learn how to live this lifestyle. We have to be a voice to the world. The purpose of the message of the kingdom is for the world. Religion can't be broken. Religion is the world. But the message of the kingdom is for it came to save us from the systems of this world, the system that God put together from the very beginning. Amen. Let's go to John chapter 3. The system that God put it from the very beginning. Amen. The very beginning, God had created the earth. And he put a system in there. The world was a system. Another word for world is cosmos, meaning systems. Your God set the earth up to be perfect. The government was going to be perfect. Everything in this world was set up to be perfect. But what happened? Sin came on all mankind, and all mankind became corrupted. So mankind corrupted the system. So that's what y'all see going on right now. You see the homosexuality and all this stuff at a high now, giving Women of the Year awards out to men. But now they even have women now. On our TV shows, I said earlier, you have homosexuality going at a high, and people sit and watch it. And tonight the other show come on, I believe. You know, with their scam. When they come on over, anybody still will be sitting in front of the TV tonight to watch it. And believers will be sitting on the TV. Then they get offended when you mention it. Amen. But Jesus said, if you love me, we cannot accept the same. We have to be Jesus. We must begin to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And what does he hate? He hates sin. Amen. He hates sin. Amen. Glory to God. That was one of the most powerful things Jesus did. When we became born again, was to change our character, change our culture, change our mindset, so we won't live religious and be like religious servants. And yesterday we began to talk about how he began to talk when the disciples actually was the greatest. He began to point out, he said, a child. He grabbed a child. And he said, those who must convert themselves or humble themselves as a child, the only way you can do that, only way you can see the kingdom of God, you must begin to be humble and you must begin to be teachable. Amen. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 10. As we start, we're going to do a quick review, then we're going to keep on continuing going on. Amen. Mark chapter 10. And Jesus was pointing out the character, the culture. And let's start at verse 35. It says, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What will ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on the right and the other on the left hand as thy glory. But Jesus said to them, he said, ye know not what you ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And of course, they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall you be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared for. Now, they were being receiving religion. We were fighting for titles. We were fighting for that great name, to be that great apostle, that great prophet, that great bishop, that great pastor. Amen. So they wanted to be close to Jesus to look great for name's sake. But and they were being religious. But here's the thing about this. They were, instead of his followers, was just saying, well, we need to pray for me to tell something to myself. They got indignant. So you don't get mad at people because the thing is, people are title running, title chasing. And now all the while, it's not even a title, it's a function. It's a branch. People are running for titles and names. But Jesus said, that's not what you're supposed to do. And then you got people that get mad at people that run as that. Amen. So then that's what he says, verse 21. He says, and when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and thought he was upset with them. And he didn't know what they were saying. But Jesus called them to him. He said, all y'all, he said unto them all, he said, ye know that they which are counted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and the great ones exercise authority upon them. Lord their faith over you. There you got many leaders that are lording their faith over the flock. That is the spirit of a hireling, using control and manipulation. Control. See, that's what manipulating, that's what Jezebel is, my spirit. That's the spirit of Jezebel. You're controlling the people because you got this great title. But people that understand, when you do that, when you walk in that type of spirit, what happens is that you put the people in bondage. Amen. A lot of us, they came out of religions, religious systems. A lot of them came out of denominations and non-denominations. And they would understand they were in bondage. Amen. All the while, the Lord was weighing them and trying to get you to leave that system. If you say, leave a church, you're leaving a system. God never designed for any of his believers to be in an organization, fraternity, or institutional religion. That was never his plan. Let's keep on reading. So he said, but listen to what Jesus says. Verse 43, he said, but so shall it not be among you. He said, that's not how you're supposed to be. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your servant. See, we're servant kings, serving our gift throughout all the world. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The word minister means servant. Does anybody know what it means? It means servant. There ain't nothing deep. But we make, so I mean, some people, I know people that would get mad if you ain't called out there. If you ain't called minister so-and-so, they get mad. They don't call you, you don't call them apostle so-and-so, they get mad. I'm calling your name, your mom, your daddy. Yeah, you get offended because behind that, see, your name, your gift is not you. Your title, your branch, whatever specific gift you have is not you. It's a function. It's a branch, part of the tree. So we're never supposed to lower our faith over anyone. You got many leaders that many books have been written about how to lord just your faith over the flock of God. I'm here to tell you today what Jesus said. Jesus already said it. He said, not so with many of you. He said, not so. Amen. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 23. See, talking about the words of Jesus. And now that we all were with, and now that we have been studying together, we all see now what Jesus is always teaching us, how to live the lifestyle. Even as a leader, even in leadership, even being a minister. He said, it's not about you being no minister, no apostle. Because a lot of people think that means elevation, but it does not mean elevation. Elevation is, there's nothing to do with you being ordained or installed as a leader. We got many immature leaders out here that lord their faith over the flock. Immaturity has nothing to do with how long you've been born again. I mean, maturity has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with how long you've been in ministry. Maturity comes from your ability to be teachable, to be humble, and that childlike. Jesus said, I didn't say it. He said, you have to become as a child. We have to go back and study his word. We got to all go back and study the words of Jesus. Hey, amen. Let's go to Matthew 23. I'll tell you how to go ahead and turn it again. Matthew 23. Here we go, Jesus again. He's going to talk about it again right here. Verse 1. He said, then spake Jesus. Who's talking? Jesus. Jesus talked for a long time to you all. Jesus talked for a long time, but we gotta. His words are so precious. His words are so powerful. His words will deliver us. His words will heal you. His words will wake that spirit up in you. Amen. Listen to the word. Listen to his words. He said, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that tell this, like, look what they doing, right? That observe and do not, and do, observe that deserve to do, but do not ye after their words, for they say and do not. You know, this is what they do. Look at them making me what I'm doing, they don't do it. So Jesus went on and on about this thing, went on and on. Jesus exposed a lot in this chapter, even to the point of rebuking the Pharisees. Because Jesus does not like a religious spirit. Because when a person has begins to get some type of title or leadership, they begin to start trying to lower their faith, or we try to control you, and that was never God's plan. Amen. We all have different levels. Some people have different. Some people have levels. Are senior leaders. We're all leaders. Some of us are senior leaders, but that'll make them better than you. Everybody has a different anointing. God anointed us all different for the same. He gave us all different anointings for one purpose. Amen. Either for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. They're burdening you. They're the ones put the burdens on, but then they want to lift them off you. See, well, what we have to realize is that religious leaders cannot help you get delivered. Only religion does is put you in a larger prison than you were before you became born again. A lot of us were born again. We were all born in sin. So you became born again, and you came into a system full of bondage. That's what Jesus said when he said words like, come to me. He said, take my yoke, which is the kingdom, upon you and learn from me. So my yoke is easy. Amen. His burden is light. He said, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. That's what we want to be seen of men. He just said, brag about how you did this and you did that and you served in the ministry. You did this in the ministry. You did that. You fed the homeless. I believe it's Matthew chapter 5 or maybe Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus began to, as he was teaching the culture, is that you don't brag about what you did. He said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand know. He said, don't brag. He said, don't boast on what you do. Yeah, you can see one thing the Lord began to share is that when he said, your speech will tell on you. Your speech will tell the difference if you are religious or in the kingdom. Now we all got some things in this. So we all still got religion to go. Religion got to put, we all want religion. So we all have to continue the process of self-elimination. I mean, the pilling and the detoxing from all the religion that we learned, all the religion that we felt, and all the things we thought was right. So we're going through a process of self-elimination. You're going through the process of the unlearning process. And everything you thought you knew, you got to unlearn. That's why the only way to help you unlearn is you got to come as a child. That's the only way you want to do it. The only way we're going to do it is we begin to humble ourselves as children and become teachable. That's the only way it's going to work. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's come on reading. And love the utmost. Amen. Verse 5. For all their works they do for to be seen of men, they make broad their phylacteries, and they lost the borders of their garments, and they put their ass, they had to stand the law so, and then in their garments, their robes. Now today you see people, now they knitted their gift. Apostle Doolittle, Bishop Durank, Pastor Ultraman, or something like that. They have all these names, all these titles. Men in their garments, in their clergy attire. He said, and love the uttermost rooms at the feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues. So, and I'm going to tell you something. Them chairs they sit in there, I'm going to do another teaching on that too. Put paganism in the church. And one of the biggest paganism they have is the chairs. You got your bishop chairs, you got your prophets and prophets chairs now. They got sitting there, like, the, now they say, well, yeah, I know they, you put, they put me royalty. Yeah, but them chairs aren't paying because people, they're using chairs as a sign, as a source of idolatry. Amen. It's paganism. Glory to God. Jesus didn't sit in no bishop chair, no apostle chair. Amen. But they love that stuff. You see it today. You see, they didn't have the intercessor of the church praying over the chair of the apostle, the chair of the prophet, all the seats, but they got to pray. They pray all the seats. That's it. Praying their hands on all the seats in the church. But they spend more time at the chairs of the apostles and prophets. And you can be so brainwashed that you think you're doing something. I did it. Amen. He said, and love the uttermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the marketplace, and to be called a man rabbi. Well, what did Jesus say about that? As Jesus didn't call himself rabbi, they called him rabbi. But he said, but be not ye called rabbi. For one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. Another word they use is reverend in the church. And the Bible clearly tells us that we're not supposed to call anybody reverend. It says, call no man reverend. So let me find that verse for y'all. It's in Psalms. Let me find that verse for y'all. We're going to read it because I'm going to show this. I was playing with things. And we call the people reverend.
Oh, I found it.
Let's go to Psalms 111, please. I'll show y'all what say that. And it reads, verse 9, it says, he sent redemption unto his people. He have commanded his covenant forever. You see the same thing said in Exodus, right? Holy and reverend is his name. Amen. Who are you talking about? I ain't talking about you. The Hebrew word for reverend is Yah. And it means to fear, revere, to be afraid, to stand in awe of, to honor, respect. But this fear is a reverence, is a worship. Revelation chapter 14, verse 7 says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is coming. Worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Amen. So we're not going to idolize any man. You got people calling it so reverent. That's one of the terms that came out of the Catholic Church. Amen. All right, let's go to another one now. Keep on reading. We never put a call on no man reverent. I had to learn that one myself. And then he turned around and said, and call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. The word Father means source. God is the source. Man is not the source. Man might provide a resource for you, but even that resource comes from the source. We got people that run wild with their spiritual father stuff. Now, I'm not saying there's no such thing as a spiritual father, but spiritual fathers are those who know the kingdom, those who are humble, those who also are teachable. They don't lord themselves over the flock. And they don't walk around thinking and run around bragging and being arrogant. That's not a spiritual father. That's a hireling. And it's a false teacher. So he said, call no man father. But one is your father. And Lucina's talking now. He said, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Then he said, neither be you called master, for one is your master, even Christ. You got people calling themselves master prophet. Jesus was destroying religion in this chapter. He was exposing religion and leadership, religious leaders. You got people calling themselves master prophets, master apostle. They call no man master. This is what he said. He said, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. So they answer the question, the master is. But he that is greatest, here you go again, but he that is greatest among you shall be what? Your servant. This is why I post that on Facebook. I said, Lord, the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Holy Spirit said, right, put it on Facebook. What else? What he said that what? He said that the revelation of the kingdom is not for the purpose of making you us intelligent or deep. It's supposed to make us humble and teachable. That's what Jesus said. And then he said that. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And the first thing he said when he started teaching the culture. That's the greatest. He said, for he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. You see how God's elevator work? He said, only those who, that's elevation. He said, those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who humble themselves will be elevated. Those who humble themselves have reached spiritual maturity. See, it got nothing to do with how, and it got nothing to do with no titles. It got nothing about how long you've been saved. It got nothing to do with your, and it got nothing to do with your gift. It has nothing to do with any of that. That's why we got to study the words of Jesus. Now he said, if you continue in my word, didn't he say that? See, what it says is the word of God is quick. It's quick. It gives you revelation after revelation quickly. So then he turned around and said, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. They represent the religious leaders of that day. Then he called them hypocrites. So Jesus made the name hypocrite up, y'all. And y'all, that's where the word came from. He said, for you shut, listen to what he said. He said, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. What do you mean by that? They're not preaching the message. They haven't embraced the message. Back then they didn't embrace the message. And people are still not embracing it. In other words, you don't even teach it. You don't even show the example. He said, you shut a man's face. They talking about an orphan spirit. That's an orphan spirit. That's what makes you rebellious. So now people don't understand, get the kingdom, you're going to continue being in religion and continue being rebellious. See, what the kingdom message does, it delivers us all from all unrighteousness and all uncleanness. He said, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, you reject it, neither suffer them that are entering to go in. He said, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for preachers make long prayers, therefore you shall receive greater damnation. Taking advantage of the widows. A lot of preachers do that. Get the fried chicken dinner from them. It starts out very subtle. That's where you can't get caught. Don't get caught up in no man. I'm trying to tell you, get caught up in Jesus. Don't get caught up in that leader. I don't care how good he gets to preach. See, we miss nothing. We can call him out because, he preaches, so. He preached the truth, so what? How is his character, though? Is he living what he's preaching? I mean, you sweat. They got to use the street word is sweating. You're sweating the person. Because they can preach good. And you said, but that's what they do in religion. Everybody had their favorite preachers. I was one of those. Had my favorite preachers. I was allowed to turn the TV on and watching all my favorite preachers on there. It's not about that. Don't get caught up in the man. Amen. You got to get caught up in the Spirit of God. Amen. In the one verse, he talked about how they wear the long robes. Praying them long prayers, trying to be deep. I know some folks manage to pray for a long. I'm like, oh my God, man, you still praying? But they want to be deep. Amen. And he said, what did he say? He said, those who do that, he said, you will receive a greater damnation. God does not like people that take advantage of people. People do that. They got that smooth talk and stuff. They take advantage of God. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like it. So those who are that way, repent and keep it moving. Repent, forgive God. As God forgive and forgive yourself and keep it moving. God wants to break that Slick Willie comment, Slick Willie conversation. But Slick Willie ain't is not kingdom language. Getting in use your 50 fake out on them sisters, man. And don't just do it to the widow. They do it to the single women, too. If you sing, you ain't got no husband. Man, I'm trying to tell you, that's all I said. But the men don't know. Sometimes the devil is in the midst of that. And the pastor mess around and sleep with the woman or the man. And then get exposed. And then everybody, what happened to the devil to know? Your flesh, you see this, your flesh is the enemy. Your flesh always wants to be gratified.
There you go. Then he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
I've seen that being done. They call themselves their spiritual son, spiritual father, stuff. Oh, my son. And he's real more arrogant. He's arrogant. Guess what? You're going to be arrogant like him. You're going to be worse than him. Amen. He said, you're making worse than a child of hell than you are. So you see you doing all that raggedy stuff you're doing. And then he watches you and watches and watches you. I was one that was always around leaders. And the Lord always showed me the dark side. I was sharing it with my brother today. They show me the dark side. The Lord said, because when you walk in this area, you know what not to do. He said, he always showed me the dark side. And my thing is, when you see it, you got to pray. But they're under the attack of the devil. And then you got somebody that you want to make your follower, your number one son, like this Charlie Chan, and then it'd be worse, turn out being worse than you are. He said, woe unto you. You know, said, you blind guys. The other word for guys is leaders. He said, blind guys would say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. Whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Say, you fools and blind. What is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctified the gold? Whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever swear by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Look at these going on and on, y'all. He said, ye fools and blind. But whether it's greater, the gift or the altar that sanctified the gift. He said, what is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? So people are so caught up in these gifts. He said, whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, swear by it, and by all things thereon. And whatsoever shall swear by the temple, swear by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, swear by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe and mint, and Annas and Cummins, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment, he said, you amend it. He said, what you amend? He said, judgment, mercy, and faith. These are you need to have done and not leave the others undone. Here you go again, ye blind guys. Call them blind guys and be leaders. What is it, you blind guys, with strain and a gnat and swallow a camel? Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of distortions and assets. In other words, you clean on the outside, but on the inside, you're dirty. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup, talking about your heart, and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes, and Jesus going on, honey. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but I was then full of dead man. I mean, they ready to fight Jesus. Full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Oh my Lord! He said they were right. He said you're a white. I mean, even you ain't telling me you have no life in you. You're cold and don't care about nobody but yourself. He then was saying, even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and sin. Jesus right here is exposing the religious spirit in leadership, but he's also exposing the religious spirit. He said, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and guard the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would have not been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophet. He said, y'all want to kill me. He said, fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. He said, you serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? He was on, woe means damn you to hell. Amen. He was speaking of the demise of those who are walking with the religious spirit. Jesus knows the difference. He's teaching us the difference. He said, if you act like that, that's religious. If you try to lower yourself over faith over somebody because you have a gift or a title or a function, he said, that's not fitting for the kingdom. Jesus was always teaching character. He was always teaching lifestyle. Let's go to John chapter 16. John 16. Let's turn to verse 29. His disciples said to him, no. Now speakest thou plainly and speakest not proverbs. Now that we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou hast came from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Everybody see this said, all through John chapter, he was talking about him and the Father as one, and one with the Father. All he got to say, the Father says, all he was talking about. Let's continue reading that. He said, behold, the hour come of ye. It's now come that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And ye tell me what they're going to be doing. And I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. So that you might have peace in the world, ye shall have tribulations. but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That was his assignment. He said, you're going to tribulations. Of course, like I said, we talked about yesterday in Matthew 7. But because your house is built on the rock, you will be an overcomer of the world. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 9. That's what the Bible says, great is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The greater one lives in you. Matthew 9. Verse 37. And Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Wow. Then said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers in his harvest. We are the laborers. The harvest is the world. Our assignment is not about how are we going to do in a building. Or the building is never your assignment. That church building is not your assignment. The place is us to come together and worship and get trained. But the bigger job is outside the four walls. If people don't understand it, the bigger job, the bigger is to see assignment is outside the four walls of the building. We so caught up in the building. Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest send laborers into the harvest. Let's go to Matthew. Just go to chapter 11. Let's go right to the next chapter. I'm going to go to chapter 10. I can't go past chapter 10, y'all. Chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them what? Power against unclean spirits. Every one of us that are born again, you have that power now. Not just a pastor, but all the other people do as well. And when he had called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out. Every last one, that's what you got to be. He said, for those who believe, receive the power to become sons of God. Luke chapter 10 tells us what? He said, behold, look, I've given you power and authority to trample with serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the devil, and all the power of the devil over your flesh, all the power of the devil. And none by any means shall harm you. So he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Then verse 7 says, and as ye go, preach, and he sent them one out. He's talking about all the name and all the apostles, right? And if he named all, he says, then the 12, let's go to verse 5. These 12, Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go ye not in the way of the Gentiles. People take this verse and believe that Jesus only was talking about going to the Jews. That's why you gotta keep on reading. He said, but go round to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he had to go there first. He said, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. The words of Jesus is powerful. All right, let's go to chapter 11. We all know what Jesus said earlier. And start at verse 28. Jesus is teaching us again. Let's start at verse 25. It says, at the time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto who? The babes. You see this? The tumble, the childlike, the teachable. The one that they choose, the one like I said, the other you we said earlier, you cannot be a teenager in the kingdom. You ain't gonna get it. You're too grown, you're too grown, you ain't gonna get the kingdom. He said, but I reveal them to the babes. Even so, Father, so it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of me, of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, ye all. He ain't say a certain group, did he? He said all. He didn't say some. He said all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whenever you feel burdened, you got to come. You got to come right here, y'all. He said, take my yoke upon you. That's the kingdom. And then he said, and learn of me. He said, see, we're in this hour, a time and hour where the Lord is teaching us himself. Now, I'll stay away from you again from any of us teaching each other. But it's his spirit that lives in us that is the teacher. But he teaches to us as we're being trained as well. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said it earlier about the burdens. They put heavy burdens. You know, sometimes some of the religious teachings are making this burden you and put weights on you and you make you heavy, amen. You're in bondage. That's what it does to you. It causes you to be in bondage. Amen. Let's go to chapter 13. So the verse 1 is that the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, sprung up and choked them. But others fell into the good ground and brought forth fruit. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. People use this verse right here regarding giving. For years I heard faith preachers use this word regarding giving. So I got to continue reading. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said, because it is given unto you I'm talking to you tonight, to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. It's given to those who are poor in spirit. It's given to those that are childlike, teachable, and humble, have given everything up for Jesus. He said the kingdom is given to you, and the mysteries is given to you. And the disciples came and said to him,
why we read that?
For whosoever have, this is what he said, for whosoever have, to him shall he be given, and he shall have more abundance. Whosoever have not the mysteries, have not the revelation, from him shall be taken away even that he have. Because you lack understanding. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing things, you see what I said? Seeing, see not. I'm talking about how your lenses are blurry. It takes a seeking. It takes a complete understanding of the kingdom that will cause your eyes to begin to see and your ears to begin to hear. I said, yes, so we have to develop a kingdom lens and a kingdom ear. He said, therefore I speak to them in parables, because they see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, that's Greek for Elijah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. You see that? And seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. Because the vision is still blurred and you can't see it. Amen. You can't perceive it. You can't understand it. Because you're not seeking after it. The Bible says that it's because of the glory of God to consider things. But it's because the glory of a king to search out a matter. It's our assignment to search it out. But get this, it's right in front of us. You know, but this people's heart is waxed raw. They're really cold, uncaring. And their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have closed. I told you, it's a blindness. That's at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts and should be converted. There you go again. Be converted. And I should heal them. She has repentance. Repentance fits in that. See, when you saw repentance is a lifestyle. The more you endure the process of repentance, things will begin to change. Repentance means to change your mind, change how you think, change the way you think, change how you live and the way you live. That's when the unshackling of the chains of bondage and sin will start coming off. The scales that blind our eyes, the scales of religion in the world that begin to be removed from our eyes, and the deafness of our hearing will begin to open up. And we'll start developing a kingdom eyes and kingdom ears. He said, verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. That's why he said, we're the greatest in the kingdom. That's why he said, we're greater than John the Baptist, because we have the Spirit of God in us. He said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now he's about to share, break it down. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh who? The wicked one. That word wicked means announced, meaning the devil gonna come himself. See, when the message of the kingdom is preached, you're always gonna be in the center of it. It's always gonna be demons. Demons are drawn out through this message. Demons are exposed through this message. So the devil himself will come to try to deceive you. He said, the wicked one, and kept his way that which was sown in his heart, this is he which received seed by the wayside. You wasted it. You didn't study it. You didn't go research. But he that receiveth the seed at the stony places is the same as he that heareth the word, and with joy receiveth it. Hallelujah. Thank you, jumping up and down. Yet have he no root in himself, but doeth for a while, for when tribulations or persecutions arise because of the word. So you go through things because of the word. By and by, he is offended. Now you get offended now. You don't completely understand it. The only way you're going to see, that's why I continue. That's why Jesus gave us a solution. He said to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness as your number one priority. Amen. And all these things that we don't have to work for will be added. You see, all the benefits of the kingdom come through obedience. But he that receiveth the seed in the sowing places, the same is he that heareth the word, and with joy receive it. So what was he sowing? The word. The seed is the kingdom. It's the word. And Anna with joy, he said, yeah, he have no root in himself, but though for a while, for when tribulations and persecutions arise because of the word, he is offended. Talked about it yesterday. Well, Jesus said, those who hear his word and see and do it. I liken them to a wise man. See, the knowledge of God is applied. The wisdom of God is applied knowledge. When you get the word, you got to go study it. You got to research it because you got to learn how to live it. That's why the kingdom is not just a preached message. It's a lifestyle. It ain't just a topic of a lesson you teach. It's a lifestyle. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the cares of this world. You see that? And the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. You're trying to be like the world. The world and the kingdom don't mix. And then he said, he becometh unfruitful. You got a lot of people that are seeking to be the world, turn their church into the world, worldly. But he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word and understand it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 60, some 100, some 100-fold, and some 60. Amen. That's why it's imperative to read his word. Amen. But this obedience will cause you to become a tare. Instead of a wheat, we're going to keep on reading. He said, another parable he put forth, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man with sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto them, sir, didst not thou sow good seed as thy field? For whence then had the tares? And he said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servant said to him, well, thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, you root up the wheat as well. Let both grow together into the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barns. You look at a tear. They're sitting there like it's like an upward position, pride and arrogance. And the wheat leans. He said another parable he put forth, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. Mustard seed, you ever see a mustard seed? Mustard seed is real small. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air can come and lodge in the branches. That's how great you will grow. You see that? You like that mustard seed. When you embrace the revelation of the kingdom, you're small and childlike as a child. Amen. But then once you begin, see, growth does not come. See, like I said, a weak position. See, growth does not come by size. I'll say it again. Growth comes, not comes by how long you've been in this thing. Another parallel that he spoke, the kingdom of heaven is like unto 11, which a woman took in hand and 3 measures of meal, till the whole wheat was leavened. Amen. Leaven was then packing the dough with the kingdom. And it gave it a foundation. It became bigger and bigger because of that foundation. He did it to all these things spake in Jesus unto the multitude and parables, and upon the parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. I told you the kingdom message was the kingdom lifestyle, was a plan, God's plan before the foundation of this world. That was his plan, to extend a spiritual invisible kingdom into a physical outpost, and to create sons and daughters that would influence the earth with the kingdom. The kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. They want to know about that, and they get it. They ain't asking about the other ones. They still stuck on that pear. And he said to them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Oh, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. Now, he's not talking about the church. He's talking about his people, between his people and Satan's people. Now, some people give me people in the church. How are you going to separate you in that land? Keep on reading. I want to keep on reading. He said, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. Oh. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned into fire, so it shall be in the end of this world. He's talking about the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and then was due iniquity. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. See, we don't want to talk about this kingdom, amen. So it's going to be a separation. It's going to be a separation. Glory to God. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 19.
And Jesus talked for a long time, yo.
Matthew chapter 19. Verse 16.
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that he said, what good thing? May I have eternal life? And he said to him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Whenever Jesus spoke to somebody, it always exposed their religion and their heart. He said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder,
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal.
Excuse me.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, all these things I have kept from my youth up. What I lack, then he was getting angry with Jesus. What do I lack then? And Jesus said unto him, and thou will be what? Perfect. Do you see that? Perfect. The word that a lot of people just can't get straight in that word perfect. See, your flesh isn't perfect. It's the Spirit of God that lives in you that makes you perfect. But if you don't surrender, you'll never be perfect. Perfection comes from your ability to surrender to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit have full control as he leads and guides us in all truth. But if you don't surrender to the Holy Spirit, you won't be perfect. He said, thou wilt be perfect. Go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Listen to what he said. He said, go and sell that thou hast.
Jesus breaking thee. He wants to break that ownership off us. Because every you follow me, you guys got to break that ownership demon off.
He said, come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And when his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But they had great possessions as well. But Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. See that? But with God, all things are possible. You need the Spirit of God. You cannot be perfect without the Spirit of God. Let's go to Matthew 24. As I started earlier, I was talking about the things that's going on in the world today. Amen. Jesus spoke these things about how the world would be. He gave us a warning, strict warning. Amen. Let's start with verse 1.
Verse 1.
Okay, verse 1.
But listen, in this regard, so he's already taken away that us being caught in buildings. So it's not about a building. Buildings, you got to go to buildings. It's fine being a builder.
Right.
Do not turn the building into your God. You don't come to worship the building. You come to worship in the building. You come to worship God in the building. One people make church attendance. See, in the kingdom, there's no such thing as attendance, church attendance, building attendance. See, we get caught up in that building attendance, and we're trying to make it to the building. But all the while, all through the week, we're not worshiping God. Don't get caught up in the building. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. His disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall be not left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, where shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And what did Jesus say? The first thing he says out of his mouth is this. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And he ain't just talking about people going to come to work in the physical and saying they're Christ. He's also talking about the message. So many will say that they're preaching Christ and they're not preaching Christ. He said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. We're hearing it, right? See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and divers places. You see it all. You're just turning TV on. All these things are happening right now. These things are going to continue happening. What did Jesus say about it? He said, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. So we're seeing the beginning of sorrows. All this going on in the world. All the tragedy is going on. All the signs, all the laws we're signing is also against the magic eye. All these things are going on. Giving the man, giving that guy, woman of the year. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and she shall be getting killed and afflicted. And ye shall be hated of all nations for who? Not because of who you, for my name's sake. So people come to you and they're acting all crazy to you, and they're not making the bit of sense. It's because of who you are in Christ. Amen. It's because of the anointing God has given you. See, the anointing, the kingdom anointing will expose demons. And it was exposed with the spirits. And when I say, why is that connected? Why is that running around, running the crazy people? And that's the anointing that draws them. Think about Jesus. When Jesus went to preach, how many times it was here, Jesus went to preach, and demons manifested. And he had to rebuke them. And he said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. You talking about the false prophets? But they're the ones that are going to be teaching the different message. And because iniquity shall abound, not just in the false prophets, but in also those who believe. Remember, he's not talking to unbelievers. He said, iniquity shall abound. I mean, you're going to be cold hearted, don't care about nobody but your forefather no more. The love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. It this disqualifies that the fairy tale or the deception people have been talking about, that once saved always saved. But what he's saying right here is those who endure the process of temptation, persecution, he just said it up here. Affliction, death, hated by everybody, he's saying it right here. He said those who endure that process shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be what a priest and where? Not just in the lost sheep of Israel, not just in the Jews, but in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The message of the kingdom is we're going to bring Jesus back. But we miss the woman come back. We sing all the great songs, though. Bessie Now, Gentle Statement, all of those stuff we sing. Even said it again, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show thee great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Who's the very elect? Those who are born again. That's why I said you should know them by their fruit. You're supposed to know them. What do you know? You got to be changed, trained, and equipped. Amen. I go to Matthew 28.
Yeah, man, he got a verse 27. Verse 27. All right, verse 28. Verse 18, I mean, chapter 28. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All right. Christ the man. Christ the king. He said, then he gives us the commission. Not the commission, but he gives us the commandment. He says, go ye therefore and teach. Uh-oh. Who? All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. And he turns around again, teaching them to observe. The word, another word for observe is to know all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Other verse, I think Mark talks about signs and wonders will follow. He said, in my name, you better work the works, cast out demons, go to all the things. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. That'll be the last verse. We finish this tomorrow. That's why it's a prayer that we continue in his word, that we continue in the words of Jesus. And we got on the story right here. Jesus already went to the cross. Amen. He already defeated Satan. He defeated Satan and the world is able to defeat Satan on the cross. Now, he did not get this. You know, he did not brag about when he defeated Satan in the wilderness. He didn't brag about the cross. Now, one of us would have. Man, I rose from the dead. I got whipped and beat, but look at me now. Glory to God. Now, give me an offering. All right, Acts chapter 1. Verse 1. The former chastisers have I made, O Theophilus, brother Luke, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. You see, kingdom preachers, real authentic kingdom teachers and kingdom leaders don't just preach it, but they live it. Well, Jesus was our example, right? And so until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. And these are when they know the kingdom, to whom also he showed himself alive at his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, the longest conference ever was, and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God. Did you hear this? We're in Acts 1 backwards. So Jesus was aspiring on the kingdom. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now Jesus breathed on him in John 20. He said, receive. In other words, when he was blowing them, he was saying, now receive your original status. And when they, therefore, were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? What Jesus said. And he said, it is not for you to know the times of the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in where? Jerusalem, and all Judea, and Samaria, and unto what? The uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. The kingdom message is the message that's going to go throughout all the earth. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to close on out with that. We'll finish this up tomorrow. Amen. I'm going to thank everyone for listening to the teaching. Amen. Once again, hallelujah. The Lord is really showing us things. I want you to continue studying the words of Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of verses in there. I know. A whole lot of verses that I wrote down. I put down, as you go from Matthew
to Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Those you will find the words of Jesus. Begin to study them. The more you read, the more the Holy Spirit will begin to open up your eyes. Your lenses will begin to get sharper and sharper and sharper. And your ears will begin to become sharper and sharper. Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and we praise you. We thank you for those who are listening right now, Lord, those who are listening on teleconference line, and those who are listening by Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, Lord, for this revelation. I thank you right now for those who had a revelation, they received a revelation, now they're going to apply it. Amen. For those who receive the knowledge of the kingdom, for those who receive, amen, the wisdom, I pray that you increase and knowledge and wisdom and revelation and understanding. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you for those who are listening. You continue to strengthen them, Lord, in your word. They seek the kingdom. And you continue to open up, Lord. Hallelujah. You already prayed in advance, Father, for those who need a healing. We pray in advance that those who need a healing, they are healed right now. Those who need deliverance, they are delivered right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Once again, thank you all for listening. Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. You're blessed by the teaching. You desire prayer and counseling. All you got to do is one thing. All you want us to come on the preaching engagement, dial 267-407-3646. That's 267-407-3646. Or you can just write us on the email, prophet.bradley@gmail.com. That's prophet.bradley@gmail.com. Glory to God. Don't forget to hit me up on Facebook as well. We can talk about the broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't forget this evening at 11 o'clock p.m. is our late night preaching, Ambassador Anthony Young's broadcast, Kingdom Transformation. I encourage you to tune in. That number is 347-857-1520. That's 347-857-1520. Glory to God. Don't forget to tune in. I guarantee you will be blessed by his teaching. Amen. As you be transformed, we all be transformed. See, the thing about transformation, we all being transformed together. It's a together. Even if we're coming together in unity, we're being transformed. Amen. By the renewing of our minds. Amen. As we embrace this message of the kingdom. Glory to God. Amen. The number is 347-857-1520. 347-857-1520. Glory to God. Kingdom transformation. And don't forget about tomorrow morning at our Breakfast of Champions broadcast. Rebirth in a Kingdom Nation, our Kingdom Study and Prayer broadcast with our leader, Ambassador Minna Robinson. That number is 857-232-0155. 857-232-0155. And the conference code is 268-272. 268-272. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. And then the second is, don't forget about the second session of our Breakfast of Champions, Apostolic Kingdom, while beloved dynamic duo team of the Blunts, Ambassadors Terrence and Victoria Blunt. Amen. Glory to God. For they teach the Apostolic Kingdom. Glory to God. The number is 347-884-9953. That's 347-884-9953. Glory to God, Apostolic Kingdom. I encourage you to continue to listen to the broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Continue seeking the kingdom of God. I encourage you to continue seeking. Continue studying the words of Jesus. Become more teachable and humble. Those will be teachable with just one person. We gotta be able to listen and be taught. We all can teach each other. Amen. That's respect of a person is a demon. Amen. And God wants to break that spirit of respect of a person off of us, because when you operate in respect of a person, you're doing the same thing they do in religion. Amen. Glory to God. All right, y'all. I want you all to know that I love you. I want you to stay encouraged and continue seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness as your number one priority. I encourage you to do that. Amen. He just said, learn of me. Learn from me. He said, all the heaviness will come off you. When you learn from me, all the burdens, all the oppression and depression will come off you when you begin to allow to learn from him, learn his words. Amen. All right. God bless you all. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. Amen. I like to always close out by saying this.
Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Good evening, everyone. God bless you all. Have a great evening.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny? Ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.